Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, cash cattle trade interest expected to remain sluggish as both sides return from the long holiday week. The ability for feeders to hold out for moderate to strong price support the last week of December will continue to spark optimism and higher asking prices. Packers will continue to focus on the need to fuel active procurement levels as plants move out of holiday schedules and into the month of January. Light to moderate support late last week in live cattle and futures trade appears to be in question early this morning as traders are faced with significantly higher grain trade during the overnight session and continued lack of support in beef values last week, causing concerns that traders will back away from holiday week highs. Although February live cattle futures ended 2020 above $115, which was a major accomplishment given the volatility and uncertainty during the year, the inability to break through resistance levels could create additional underlying pressure through the entire cattle market. Higher wheat prices across the three exchanges overnight, although some contracts were reluctant to follow early Sunday evening, that reluctance was quickly shaken off with near double-digit gains seen on most contracts. Wheat continues to take its cues from the corn and soybean markets, which shouldn't change for the foreseeable future. A new year of the same buying being seen in the corn market, with futures rallying at the Sunday night open and extending those gains to double digits this morning. With 2020 now in the rearview mirror, we can see that front month futures rallied 24.8% on the year, with the largest gains being seen in December and August, respectively. Sharply higher prices across the soy complex overnight, with soybeans taking on gains of over 30 cents to keep the train rolling into 2021. So we're going to check all the grains in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
On the grain futures, livestock cattle, live cattle up 57 cents for February, 115.02. April up 65 cents, 119.25. And June was up 82 cents, 114.70. January feeder cattle up 42 cents, 138.95. The March up 47 cents, 140.22. February hogs up 267, 70.27. And April was up 117 at 72.25. Kansas City wheat, March up 2.25, 603.5. May was up 1.75. Quarters, 606.25. Chicago wheat marched down a quarter penny, 640.5. May was up a penny at 639.5. March corn up 9.5, 484. May was up 9 cents. That's 483.25. January soybeans up 11.5, 1315.25. March up 10.5, 1311. And March cotton was up 15 cents. That's 78.12. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.